Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the scripture verse by verse. As I've mentioned before, in the month of May, Healing Every Day, my latest book, is sponsoring this podcast, so to speak. Even though a book is an inanimate object, my prayer is that the book would be a dynamic object, something to help you on your healing journey. These are 90 days of scriptures and explanations of those scriptures. I suppose exclamations is true too. And how they have helped me on my own healing journey. And these scriptures that we're praying this month are from Healing Every Day. And so if these have whet your appetite, consider picking up a copy for you or a friend who's struggling. So today's verse is from Titus 3:3, and this is the New American Standard Version of the Bible. It says this: "For we also once were foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures, spending our life in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is not a fun verse. This is showing where we were. And Lord, I pray that we could just camp on that verb, that past tense of am and is. It's were. We were this. We were foolish. We were disobedient. We were deceived. We were enslaved. We have spent our lives in the past in malice and envy. We have been hateful. And so, Lord, we just stand here today grateful that you have forgiven us, that we can live in light of that. And Lord, for those who are struggling to believe in your forgiveness, I pray today would be a day of watershed moments, of you washing them clean with your water, removing their sin as far as the east is from the west. We no longer need to be tortured by what we have done, because we have an advocate in you, Jesus, who lived the perfect life, died on the cross for our sins, and rose victoriously from the dead. And so you have conquered death. You are that great high priest who empathizes with our weaknesses. You are the priest, according to Hebrews, in the order of Melchizedek, meaning you are eternal. You made a sacrifice once and for all. There is nothing that we can do to separate ourselves from your love, because you have already paid the price for our sin. And so for those who are struggling with a past sin or even a current repetitive sin, Lord, help us to see ourselves as saints, those who have been forgiven, so gloriously forgiven. And we just choose to rest in it. We choose to rest our minds in it. We choose to fix our minds on our forgiveness. And in light of that, we worship you and we praise you. We honor you with our lives because we're just so grateful. And Lord, I pray that you would help those who are enslaved today to addictions or lust or pleasure or anger or bitterness. And Lord, I pray by the power of your Holy Spirit right now, you would set my friend free. Set them free. Set them gloriously free. They can't do it on their own. They need you. They need your power. And so I just pray your power would be made perfect in their weakness today, that they would reach a hand from the pit that they're in and you would reach down and rescue them. Lord, I just confess I can't do this. I can't heal on my own. This healing journey I've been on has been excruciating and beautiful. Many times excruciating because I tried so hard to make it happen on my own, and beautiful because you reached your hand down into that pit and you rescued me. And so, Lord, help us to place our trust in you as the author and perfecter of our faith, who goes before, behind, beside us, and in front of us. You have run the race. You will run the race alongside us, and you will be with us. You are the great I am. You are the God of the present tense, and we need you right now. We need to know your presence. We need to know your greatness. We need to know your power, and we need to know your affection. So would you just visit us today with all of those things? I trust you, Jesus, to do this. I trust you to further bring me along this healing journey. And I confess to you, I'm still on it. I still need you. I still need your healing touch. And all of us would agree. We need you, Jesus, and we pray all of these amazing requests with faith, believing that you will accomplish what you have set out to do. You are greater in us than he that is in the world, and you who began a good work will bring it to completion. We rest in that today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And also a huge thanks to the patrons in my Patreon account. You folks are amazing to me, and you have empowered me to be able to do this podcast. And you have, it's really your, it's on your shoulders that in a positive way that this podcast is reaching the entire world, over 100 countries. And so if you want to be a part of that amazing little army of folks who are sponsoring the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There are different levels. You can get a free painting every month at 5. At 10, you'll get your name on a wall. At 20, a secret podcast every month. So again, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. You are a blessing to me.